Hello, and welcome to the HDS Podcast Spotlight Series. I'm your host, Jessica Lyons, and joining me today are a few of my coworkers from Conference and Event Services. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
We have Lauren Gleason, the Director of Conference and Event Services, Shaylin Linnell, our Administrative Assistant, Cal Bourne, our Assistant Director of Guest Services. Welcome, everyone.
Thanks.
Before we get to know the staff, I wanted to share a bit about Conference and Event Services, or CES. CES is an all-encompassing events team working to serve internal and external groups both on and off campus. We are proud to welcome 67 events over 9,500 attendees on campus this summer, as well as support an additional 15 events through registration and financial support throughout the academic year. So I would like to start off with Lauren. Can you please tell us a little bit about where you are from and what brought you here to CSU?
Sure. Well, I came to CSU a little over 2 years ago. Obviously, it's been a very interesting 2 years, so I'm super excited about my first real summer conference season. My background is in athletics, and I worked at a university for 12 years in athletics, and we started a football program there, and then after I decided I wanted a little bit of a change, I moved over to what they called campus services, but it included housing, dining, parking, so many other departments. So then when I saw the opportunity here with conference and event services, it seemed just like a good fit between events from my athletics days and then also like the housing and dining. So I applied and here I am.
Well, welcome. We are happy to have you and also happy for you to experience your first real summer here on campus. And then can you give us or describe how CES collaborates across areas in HDS?
Sure. I mean, and this is something I'm still learning, but we collaborate with everyone, and we couldn't do what we do without all of HDS. So whether it's working with housing on rooms and buildings, facilities on, I mean, so many things, which buildings are going to be down over the summer, helping us transport different, you know, tables and chairs across campus, obviously residential dining because our guests eat in the dining halls. They also provide catering for us. So I don't think there's, you know, a department that we don't touch. And then that's in HDS. We also have numerous campus partners that we work with, you know, parking facilities, rec center, to name a few. So we touch everyone, I feel like, and we couldn't do what we do without everybody else. So
that is very true. It's a department whole collaboration. All right, up next we have Shay. Shay, can you tell us about your role and how you support CES?
Yeah, so I manage, track, and input information regarding participant data entry and collect payments from our guests. I also prepare for on-site registrations by putting together name badges, tickets, conference portfolios, and event-specific materials. Additionally, I provide on-site registration assistance by distributing supplies, wrapping up loose ends, and answering guest questions.
All right, so you are our support team.
Yes.
Can you tell us something you really enjoy about working for CES and/or HDS?
Of course, yeah. So my colleagues are definitely the most enjoyable aspect for me. Not only do I have a great time working with those in the CES office, but also getting to see past coworkers from other positions I've held within HDS is pretty awesome.
All right, well, we're happy to have you here. So last we have Cal. Cal, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for CES since your role has changed a little bit this year?
Yeah, sure. So again, Cal Bourne, I serve as the Assistant Director of Guest Services. I've been with CES for a little over 4 years now. My role has changed over time. I started in the office here as the guest services manager, the role that primarily serves during the academic year to support the Durrell team and the events that take place in that facility, as well as all the meetings that take place across HDS. and then during the summer, working primarily with our front desk operations out in the residence halls as we take over from academic year to summer. My role has changed quite a bit in terms of shifting from the guest services manager to the assistant director. In reality, it's that we've now taken over desk operations from a 12-month role rather than just three. So shifting from that three-month operation to doing 12 months, incorporating the community desk managers as well as the community desk assistants, formerly known as the desk staff. We now have a staff of probably about 160 to 170 students that we employ throughout the year, in addition of about 40 to 50 students that we have on with us during the summer. So supervising all those staff and making sure that what we have and provide to both the students during the academic year and our guests during the summer is that top-notch quality customer service and stellar experience while on campus.
All right. So, Cal, can you also then tell us about tell the audience how CES supports student success?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So I think CES supports student success and the university success in a couple different ways. The biggest one that I think comes to mind is the recruitment opportunity. So we have guests that come to campus from all ages and walks of life who visit campus and visit CSU for the first time ever, that this is a recruitment opportunity for us to showcase what it means to be a CSU Ram, what it means to be at Colorado State University in Colorado, in the US, and really showcase that true pride and energy that we bring. So the recruitment opportunity is huge for the university. When it comes to student success in particular, we really focus on that in terms of our student staff that we hire as it relates to their career competencies. So CES partners and uses the CSU Career Center and their 10 career competencies. The 10 career competencies that they have are 10 areas that the Career Center has identified that are essential kind of qualities or attributes or competencies in a sense that employers want RAMs to have or be familiar with to be successful in their next step. So when we design our positions, our student roles, we go line by line in the job responsibilities and say, okay, this job responsibility correlates to this career competency. So that when someone leaves the position as a conference and event assistant, they can say on their resume, I did this, 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 and this, and this is how it relates to this, 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 and this. Direct relationships, direct correlations really help students be able to be successful in their job search and in their next positions. And it relates to just general success, being able to say, this is how I'm learning, this is how I'm growing, and here's how I'm becoming a successful student.
Awesome. So we're helping those RAMs build those resumes.
That's right.
Well, a big thank you to you all for sharing your thoughts on the HDS podcast spotlight series. I know this time of year is very busy with summer prep, so I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to do this. It was great to learn more about CES and meet a few of their fabulous staff members. Thank you for tuning in to the HDS podcast. Until next time.